Definitely. I think the families in the city are much more stressed, lots more stressed. I mean, you've got families that are economically in the lowest rung. They work multiple jobs, and the kids are left on their own, really.
And living in cramped spaces.
Cramped spaces.
And dangerous.
Living in, you know, lots of drug trafficking and violence. Gang violence during that time, the 90s, may be happening still.
90s, there was a lot of
gang violence. Very different from the suburban, realities out here. But there's still lots of commonalities about not knowing who you are as a Filipino, where you fit in this world, identity, kind of crisis, kind of stuff.
But over there, survival was
number one. So different from us.
Because we lived in San Francisco also for 2 years. And I remember my two sons, to go back and forth to school every day was survival. Making sure they weren't beat up on the way to school or beat up on the muni or something. I don't know how tough that was. Or at school. And that's one of the reasons why we moved back to Vallejo. It was just too crazy out there. And we didn't even live in the poor part of town.
She was going to school at San Francisco State, that's why, during that time, for a couple of years.
So we live in a relatively high-end area compared to where the south of Market Filipino families were living.